Good morning. It's Friday, the 16th of March. Steve Smith joined this morning. I have to mind my P's and Q's because I'm with a mass comm professor, Dave Madsen from Morningside College. Hey there, Dave.
Hi there. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you here for Cultural Continuum. We begin
tell people about lots of things today.
Yes.
This is great.
We are. And one of them, the first of them actually, is at Morningside College, and you're kind of involved with this, the one writer mini genres thing that's been ongoing. Today you are welcoming Mohana Rajakumar.
Rajakumar.
And right. That'll be today at noon. She's an award-winning author and a literature scholar, and she'll be discussing the range of genres that she works in, or since she's a literary person, we better say the range of genres in which she works.
There you go.
And she'll also be offering tips for aspiring writers. That event is part of Friday is Writing Day at Morningside College, and she's going to be here for the rest of the week. Is that right?
Right. She's here. She's been here all of this week, and then she'll be here next week also. We're calling her. She's the Dimmitt Fellow, a visiting scholar.
The Dimmitt Hall named.
Yeah, right, the Dimmitt Hall. And we actually have an apartment. When we renovated Dimmitt Hall, she now has there is an apartment in there for these visiting scholars to stay in while they're here, so we don't have to put them in a hotel.
Oh.
And it's a very nice apartment. And she's here. There's several events that are open to the public next week also. The best thing would just be go to morningside.edu and you can find out all of those. For example, there's one on Tuesday night next week. There's one coming up on Sunday. The particular one you were talking about is at the Olson Student Center on campus there on Friday.
That's today at noon.
Today. Right. That's the today one. The visiting lecture series at the Northeast Community College in South Sioux City's extended campus continues today at 1 o'clock with Pam Miller, who will be speaking about women working careers historically dominated by men. Miller is the Director of Industry and Investor Relations at Siouxland Ethanol. More information is available at northeast.edu.
The Dickinson County Nature Center has a fun St. Patrick's Day thing going on tonight at 6:30. It's a St. Patty's pajama party. Community members are invited to learn about all things green while wearing pajamas and eating snacks. Hey, I like snacks. Go to DickinsonCountyConservationBoard.com to find out details.
The Sioux City Community Theater presents Noises Off with showtimes through this coming Sunday. The comedy takes a fond look at the follies of theater folk, whose susceptibility to out-of-control egos, memory loss, and passionate affairs turn every performance into a high-risk adventure. I think I've run into all of those things in Sioux City. You can get more information on Noises Off at the Community Theater at scctheater.org.
And Lamb Theater, also going on with The Crucible. This will be on stage through Sunday, March 28th, so you've got a couple of weekends to see this one yet. The Crucible with the Arthur Miller drama set in the Salem witch trials of the 1690s. Go to lambtheater.com to find out more about The Crucible.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting a Back County Fire Building Skills class on Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning. Kids ages 10 and up are invited to learn how to start a campfire with various fuels and ignition sources. More information at woodburyparks.org.
Never know when that's going to come in handy.
That's right. Starting that campfire, you know.
Exactly. The Pearson Lakes Art Center is presenting Dickinson County All School Show, featuring over 300 works of art by students from kindergarten through high school from all the schools located within Dickinson County. There will be an opening reception tomorrow from 1 to 3 o'clock, and the show will be up on view through Saturday, April 21st.
On Saturday, Makerspace Sioux City is hosting a class on making shamrock pretzel pops. That's tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Children ages 8 and up are invited to learn how to dip pretzels and make them into shamrock shapes. That sounds kind of interesting. I might just zip by just to see what that's like.
You're over 8.
I'm over 8.
You should
so that's
be welcome.
Right.
Morningside College, another Morningside College event. This is the Morningside College Piano Recital Series. Mr. Arthur Green will be giving a concert Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and that'll be in Epley. His performance will feature a multimedia presentation of works by Alexander Scriabin, and will also include, as well as the piano, symbolist artworks being shown on screen, I'm assuming. Go to morningside.edu for more information.
Yeah, I just heard Jim March talking about this, who's one of our professors of piano, mm-hmm. and he was talking about this will be a really interesting concert with the piano and the graphics going on behind him.
So. Yeah, the classical music is bringing a lot of extra stuff into to the table.
Right. I want to throw in something just to make a correction. It was just a typo on one of our sheets. The show at Lamb Arts Regional Theater, that's The Crucible, it ends this week.
Oh, it does end this week.
It ends on the 18th.
Okay, so, okay.
So it ends on the 18th. That's this on Sunday.
Well, thank you for bringing that to light.
I saw that date and I said, I don't think that's right. So I checked it real quick. So
Okay,
coming up on, again on Saturday, Dort College presents the 20th annual Bluegrass Gospel Concert featuring the Petersons. That's tomorrow at 2:30 and 7 o'clock at the B.J. Hahn Auditorium. The Petersons are an award-winning bluegrass band in their eighth season of shows at the Little Opry Theater in Branson, Missouri. More information at petersonsband.com.
Coming up tomorrow afternoon, it is St. Patrick's Day, and the 10th annual Sioux City St. Patrick's Day Parade will be going on historic 4th Street. That begins at 3 o'clock. SiouxCitySaintPats.com has more information.
Those are always fun to watch. I hope it's not snowing or freezing rain or something on them when that happens. So, coming up on Sunday, March 18th, the Betty Strong Encounter Center will present live traditional Irish folk songs, jigs, reels, and bagpipe tunes by the Cayley Band from Sioux Falls. That's Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Cayley is a form of Irish folk dance that developed after house, barn, and crossroads dances were outlawed by Ireland's Dance Halls Act of 1935. You can find more information at SiouxCityLCIC.com.
An opioid seminar and training session will be held Monday, March 19th. That'll be from 1 to 5 o'clock at Northwestern College. Speakers will address the opioid crisis, treatment, and recovery.
The Northwest Iowa Symphony Orchestra will present a guest concert by the Camerata RCO of the Netherlands on Tuesday at 7:30 on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. The Camerata RCO performs chamber music in multiple formations, from duet to small chamber orchestra, with a special focus on classical and romantic repertoire for winds and strings. That's winds and strings. More information at niso.dort.edu.
Western Iowa Tech's Institute for Lifelong Learning presents a two-part series called Why New Orleans Matters with Linda Santee. That'll be on Wednesday and on March 28th at 6 o'clock. So March 21st and 28th at 6 o'clock at Western Iowa Tech. She'll be exploring the unique attributes of a place that's been called the most European, most African, and most American city in America. I believe it's New Orleans' 300th anniversary this year. Go to witcc.edu/lifelonglearning to find out more.
And Navajo sand painter Mitchell Silas will be at the Wilbur Afts Library in downtown Sioux City on Wednesday, coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock. He'll be demonstrating the art of sand painting, and there will be spiritual readings about the Navajo Nation and the Baha'i faith. There will also be time for questions, discussion, and viewing some of his permanent artwork.
And that'll do it for this morning's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have an event that you'd like us to talk about, you can email the information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Wishing you a very good morning on behalf of my co-host Dave Madsen and executive producer Allie Carson, leaving you with music from Camerata RCO, and I'm Steve Smith. Thank you.